The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark from New York. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the day of the week you want it to be, whatever day you're listening to me. Wow, that rhymes too. So this week, once again, no lack of support for everything in this world that we go on. You know, we should make this a four-hour show one day because we would then be able to cover all the material we have from the Biden administration and the various puppets that he has. It's one of those things that you look at and you say, my goodness, how could this possibly be? Well, we put him in there. That's how this works. You put him in there, this is what you get. But what we're going to do is, because we have an extended rhyme time, because I was out a couple of weeks due to some strategic reconstruction of body parts. And I'll just give a quick shout out to Dr. Richard Schlafmitz in New York and St. Francis Hospital, a most amazing physician. And what a hospital. Absolutely the best of the best in New York. So I just want to thank everybody out there for taking care of me like I was their own. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into rhyme time. Telling word side salads for answers has become happenstance, a jumble of words that leaves us in a trance. It's a tactic used by the Democrats to confuse and deceive, and it's something that we should all now be able to perceive. When we ask questions to the White House, we expect a reply. Karine Jean-Pierre, a clear and concise answer made to simplify. But some people like her like to play now a game and twist their words to shift the blame. They'll throw in phrases and just appear to mix up their thoughts in a side salad of words. That's just impossible to sort. It's a way to dodge the question at hand and leave us all again in no man's land. But we must see through the White House's tactics and ploy and not let them get away with this game they play. They send out the decoy. We must demand clear and honest replies and not be fooled by their clever lying words and truth they disguise. Telling words salads, they may seem like a win, but in the end, they're just another presidential sin. We must demand some clarity and that they respect us in what is said. And we cannot let them keep doing this. They continue to mess up with our heads. We need to stand up for the truth and make sure it's all right. And not let anyone obscure the truth and obstruct all our sight. For in the end, it's honesty we the people do seek. And it's something that we must hear from the podium, and we must always speak. In the land of the free where dreams do come true, a border must provide America security for me and for you. But now Biden's insanity does prevail as we fail to build the wall to keep invaders out who are always welcome, but not those who are illegal, not at all. Yes, I understand that people are not illegal, but when they enter as they do, their first act in America is to break the law. You know, the ones that do apply to me and you. Border insanity is tearing us apart. Fear and hatred on our nation is filling our collective heart. We've finally lost our way. We've lost our minds. Border insanity, a sign of serious troubled times. They cry about families torn apart by the policies they claim are cruel. Like under Biden, children locked in cages, like animals kept in a zoo. We keep turning a blind eye to their plight and their cries and pleas. So why not build that higher wall to keep us safe at the border and the suffering of the migrants at ease? The world looks on with disbelief, and they know it's as if we've lost our brain, as if they have completely opened our borders in this world, in this dangerous. This is a simply not sane. We forgot our history and the destruction caused in our recent past. And instead of closing the border with this Biden plan, America won't last. There once was a transgender bender who did not know what type of person they wanted to be, nor what persona they wanted to show. So they searched around town and started a change book at different genders they could make up and how they would eventually look. So now they walked into a locker room and started to shout, "Everyone else, I am here. Now you all get out." But that's not too fair to anyone else that was there. Who shouted that? Everyone else asked. That was just completely unfair. Girls are not men and men are not girls. Follow the science, the left once said. I am seeing the progressive now seek that science be dead. That is until it contradicts the crazies and the loons. Now they're seriously singing some very off-key tunes. It seems when science doesn't conclude what they want you to see, they say forget science, but I say it does matter if you can write your name in the snow when you pee. Just set up another distraction and don't have them look over there. Joe's in his basement. Don't think we will see him. And amazingly, no one will care. The fact is, you can be whoever you are, but please don't make me join you in the pool of such bizarre. Do you what you want and be anyone. I don't simply care. But when you ask me to join your world, quite frankly, you haven't got a prayer. It's banking gone wild, such a crazy ride. With greedy bankers on a mission, it seems inevitable they will collide. They play with our money, it's all just a game, and we're left to suffer from their lack of shame. It's Looney Tunes, and they just sing along to the wild and crazy banking song. Money talks, and it's clearly out of control. The bankers don't care. Biden will bail them out. They are on a roll. They take our savings, pay us little or no interest, and they invest. In risky ventures, they leave every one of the depositors very stressed. They gamble with our futures and our dreams, and we're left to pick up the shattered lives from the tears they are now streams. Now, no matter what, the banks get bailed out when they fail, while we're left to struggle, and the rest of us hire fees, and we flail. They make their profits at our expense, and we're left to pay for their total lack of consequence. They say it's all illegal and above board, but we know the truth. We're just ignored. The system's rigged in their favor, and we're left to suffer the bad bankers' behavior. But we can't fight back with our voices without representation, and the elected to make changes just to secure up this nation. We can demand, but we are not getting any accountability. And who will hold the banks responsible? There is no credibility. We have to make a stand and take some control and put an end to this crazy and make sound banking decisions the goal. We have to make better decisions by the ones who are watching the store. Bad decisions and risky business for our banks. We can have no more. We live in a nation once built on a dream, but now we face a catastrophe, the result of a financial scheme. Our debts have piled up way beyond belief, and we're left to deal with it now with the mounting grief. Pay our debts as we disassemble America. Our nation's future now seems to falter. Do we have any longer, have any character? We must face the truth, not kick the can down the road. Make a change before our country becomes any further seriously deranged. We spend more than we earn year after year, and the consequences are really now quite clear. Our infrastructure crumbles, our roadways just neglect, and our people suffer from just about everything now and the lack of respect. We borrow from the future to pay for the past, and our economy, it suffers from the impact at last. Our social programs, too large, too corrupt, now in jeopardy, and our people's well-being, right now, there is no remedy. But we can turn the tide and finally find a way to pay our debts without causing any further dismay. Smart, we must invest in our future with care and make better choices that we can sustain America without further despair. So who you gonna choose, I say, get a Ghostbuster to lead. So at least when the next generation gets here, we will have money for them to feed. For if we don't change our way right now, right away, forget about climate change. If we don't have money to live on this planet, we won't be able to stay. We must preserve our nation for generations to come and not let our debts bury us and leave this nation as a slum. Idiocracy is the state of America, I say, where reason and logic seem to fail you, and that's led to our decay. Abundant ignorance and apathy reign. Common sense in America seems to have gone flushed down the drain. Leaders spout falsehoods without any consequence, dividing us by gender and race with their ignorance. Critical thinking has now become a rarity in this burgeoning land, now an idiocracy. But how can we rise above this tide with knowledge and truth Can it be our guide? We must stand up and make a change to break free from this ignorant range. Is there anything that can lead us to a brighter future in this place? Where reason and logic aren't just a rumor, and intelligence doesn't need a safe space. Idiocracy cannot have its way. We must be better in America. That's an existential threat. We must do it today. So now, who has the incriminating document to see? It is hidden away in an envelope by Schiff or out in plain sight. Can it be a piece of evidence that could bring down a king or exonerate someone from an indescribable financial fling? The tensions are high, the stakes are great, as we wait for the truth to possibly come out of its crate. Will justice be served, or will it again be denied? Or will the guilty be punished, or just again will they be let it slide? The hunt for the truth is a game of wits, and finding the proof is what everyone admits. So the search continues, they say it's day and night, to bring the facts into the sanitizing light. Who has the incriminating document we all want to see? It's a mystery they should solve, a challenge to thee. But will the truth finally ever come to light? We all know what's wrong, and we all know what's right. But things under this DOJ seem to be sat on and lost all the time. But only one side of the aisle, for the blue shoe guys, there is never a crime. This justice picture, two tiers, cannot be right. This just creates more corruption. This brings more blight. So who says crazy is as crazy does? A saying that's been said just because. Some folks always act without much thought. Their actions, believe it or not, leaving us distraught. Some people jump out of airplanes. Others swim with sharks and play with flames. Some climb mountains without any gear, while others dance in a thunderstorm with absolutely no fear. We might think they're all out of their minds, but maybe they're just leaders, one of a kind. Their crazy acts might seem quite absurd, but for them, it's just the way they legislate. It's what they preferred. For some, the thrill of danger out in front is high, and living on the edge, sending soldiers to war, knowing quite well they could die. But we might not understand or acknowledge their cause, but it is always true, crazy is as crazy does. Crazy is as crazy does, and sometimes it's not just because. Sometimes people act insane, driven by anger, hate, and emotional pain. They might lash out, hurt others, or scream. Their behavior, an out-of-control exhibit, it's so extreme. Their actions leave us feeling stunned as we wonder what made them come undone. We might see them as a danger and step up and defend and try to stop their behavior and put people's fear to an end. But sometimes the root of their craziness, they are just not in their right mind, lies in something beyond our awareness. If they keep prosecuting heroes, not one will be inclined. Mental illness is a traumatic past. Could be what's driving their actions, and the reasons are so vast. So before we judge or criticize our heroes, let's try to emphasize and let the bad guys all score zeros. Education policies that fail our youth, leaving many unprepared for the real truth. Budget cuts leaving schools in despair. Teachers severely underpaid, students with little or nothing to spare. Maybe pollution and climate change is on the rise, natural resources being depleted before our very eyes. But ignoring science and data for profit and greed, these politicians' policies will harm us more than we need. Criminal justice policies that don't serve justice at all, claiming they are targeting poor people, the lies are too tall. Unfair sentencing, police brutality. These policies have become just another claimed non-existent reality. Economic policies the left claims only benefit the rich, and they keep saying the poor are left with little to scratch their itch. Claimed income inequality, they say there is a growing gap. With Biden's policies, it's the facts that they actually lack. How's the healthcare fix coming, and the education one too? Giving us more green energy doesn't give a solution. They just don't have a clue. But the media will keep telling you that everything is great. They keep giving us Karine Jean-Pierre, four Pinocchios, that she does rate. It's time to unite, to make our voices heard, and push for policies that aren't completely absurd. It's time to act, and not without fossil fuels before it's too late, and reclaim America's pride from its current deadly state. Where has all the nation's sanity gone? In a world that's often turned upon, it seems that fear and hate now reign, and unity is just a distant refrain. Once we were a nation of hope, where freedom and justice were part of our scope. We fought for what was right and true, and we stood together no matter what each of us actually knew. But now it feels like we've lost our way, as if our sanity has gone astray. We've divided our politics and beliefs, and our nation's future is filled with not enough Indians and too many chiefs. Our leaders seem to have lost their collective minds, and our people have become to each other so unkind. We're quick to judge and slow to forgive, and our sanity is fading day by day as we live. Where has all the nation's sanity gone as we struggle to keep moving on and on? We seem to have forgotten what matters most, and our pledge of allegiance has become a distant ghost. The news is filled each day with lies and hate, and it's hard to tell what's real and now what's fake. We're living in a world of disarray, and our sanity seems to have gone completely astray. But is there still hope? If we looked within and find the strength of our nation, it's time to begin. We can choose to come together as one and pledge allegiance to the flag and rise above what we have done. Pick our butts up so they don't drag. Let's set aside our differences and hate and start to rebuild our nation's fate. Let's work together to find common ground. And once again, let sanity be the one thing we have found. We need to rise above the noise and the fray and come together. There has got to be a better way. Let's rebuild our energy and get back on what's been lost. And let our nation's sanity again shine, no matter what the cost. No justice, what a plight. A world where might makes right. The scales of justice are imbalanced. They no longer tip. And the ones who suffer, they can no longer flip. The system is broken, that's for sure. And it's hard to find someone or something that can be a cure. The people in power, they really don't care. And it seems like America, they're never ever there. No justice, a phrase that rings true. For the ones who suffered, it's nothing new. The ones with money and power, they get off free. While the rest of us, we always wind up paying the fee. The system is blind and it's also stupid. And it's time for us in America to now become lucid. We need to come forward and demand a change and let justice for all not be out of range. No justice, a phrase that leads to the end. And it's up to us to set now a different trend. Let's hold those in power accountable and make sure justice and the lack thereof is not insurmountable. Let's fight for what's right and just and never let our politicians steal America's trust. We can make a difference if we stand tall and demand that justice is not a moving target, not just a free-for-all. No justice, a phrase that needs to change, and it's up to us to have it to rearrange. Let's not let the system be blind and stupid. And let's make sure justice is not diluted. It's time to come together and make a stand and let justice be in our hand. We can make a difference if our politicians we choose do try and let justice not be just another TV lie. Mr. Forget About It, what a name to bear. A person who doesn't seem to really care. He shrugs his shoulders and he says, oh well, it seems like he's always under some sort of spell. The megalomaniac, on the other hand, is someone with power who thinks he's so grand. He's full of himself and he thinks he's right, and he doesn't care if he causes a fight. Mr. Forget About It, he lets things slide, and he doesn't take a lot of pride. He's always laid back and he takes it slow, and it seems like he's always got somewhere to go. The megalomaniac, he's always in control, and he doesn't let anyone take on him a role and a toll. He's confident and he's full of that swagger, and he thinks he's above all others. He's a carpetbagger. Mr. Forget About It, he claims he's just a simple man, and after 2 years, it's clear he doesn't have a master plan. He goes with the flow, the Easter Bunny, and he takes it easy, and he doesn't let anything make him look so sleazy. The megalomaniac, he's a different breed, and he doesn't let anyone but him take the lead. He's always on top, and he doesn't back down. And he's always ready to wear the golden crown. Let's learn from both and find a way to make sure we pick another and we're not led astray. Can America do this if lies are all true? And let's not fool ourselves or let anyone make us any more blue. Justice has gone insane, and it's clear in the name. A justice system that's broken brings us all shame. It seems like justice has become a game that's rigged with only some sort of blame. And the powerful and the wealthy seem to win, while the rest of us are left knocked down with the spin. A hole in justice has become a crater, and the consequences are getting greater. Innocent people are being wrongfully accused, while guilty ones walk free, and the DAs are quite amused. We need to stand up and make our voice heard, and make sure that justice is not just a word. We need to demand a system that's fair for all, and make sure that justice is not just for the powerful and the tall. The name of justice is supposed to be blind, but in reality, is that it's not clear to find. It's time to fix the system and make it right, to bring justice back into the light. Coming to the end of rhyme time now, it's time to take a final bow. We've rhymed about justice, sanity, and more, and created rhymes that we adore. It's been a fun, creative ride with words and that have come from deep inside. We've painted pictures with our verse and captured feelings that we can't reverse. But all good things must come to an end, and it's time for us to say amen. Thank you for the chance to rhyme and for the memories that we'll keep through this time. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, what a standing ovation. My goodness.
And well, so, it should be, Mark. You know, I tell you what, I, over the period of time, have dealt with a lot of people, and none so talented as yourself. And to put together a rhyme like that almost each week is incredible. Were you doing this when you were in grade school as well?
I actually wrote poetry in grade school, believe it or not.
No, that's when
That's when they actually taught reading and writing. And they actually taught arithmetic. So two used to equal, it used to equal four, and so on and so on.
So what did your teachers used to say?
They used to say it was great, and I actually, my mother kept them. My mother kept them, which is interesting. I kept some of them. And then we went to digital media at some point in my short life. And then it all just becomes garbage. At some point, it's ones and zeros.
Well, you know, to do a poem like you do, you have to be, in my opinion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. You have to be about four or five or six lines ahead, maybe even the end of the poem ahead, as you're writing the poem.
Well, it's interesting because it's funny because I don't write it all at one time. It kind of hits you. You know, sometimes I'll wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, grab my phone and start dictating because something has hit me. You know, I guess it's almost akin to like a songwriter.
That was your wife.
Yeah. It's like a songwriter, you know, when you get that inspiration, it comes. You know, it's one of those things. I used to love taking pictures back when film was actually film.
Yeah.
That was of sunsets with some kind of man-made thing in front of it, like a traffic light or a telephone pole. Well, my favorite I took out was over the water, along a piece of land right in front of the water that had barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And I used to love to catch the sunset with the barbed wire in front of the sunset. It just said something to me. What it said, who knows, but it just said something.
Stay away.
Yeah, just stand back. Yeah. Don't come near the sun. You know?
No, but you're quite talented, and I wanted to give you applause for that and how much we appreciate you and what you bring to the table. And I know I look forward to it each Friday, and I know others do too, and I think you're going to be a. Who knows who you'll wind up?
Yeah, I was going to say, you never know.
Mark Twain in the beginning.
You know, listen, it's like a famous artist. He doesn't get famous until after he's gone.
Yeah, well, we'll make you a nice little star.
Look to my new book coming out sometime in the future of Rhyme Time.
Rhyme Time. Clever name.
The Rhyme Time book.
Well,
so this week,
that's better than the history of Biden.
Oh, let me tell you, that could be volumes. This week was a very interesting week. I moved things around this week for the show because it just kept getting better and better. Initially, a lot of you probably heard about it already. The FBI charging document, or the FBI, it's called the Known Source Reporting Form, or a 1023, which is an investigation form when normally the FBI has contact with a confidential informant. So here's what this is. A whistleblower, who now we don't believe whistleblowers, that they used to believe whistleblowers when they were whistleblowing against Republicans, but apparently when they whistleblow against Democrats, they don't need to be believed. I'm still looking to see what's in Adam Schiff's little manila envelope, the complete proof and dossier on Donald Trump. Yes, I have the proof here in my hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got the proof in his hand. Like Jeffrey Toobin, he had the proof in his hand. But you got to look at it. They are alleging, and I have to caveat this particular segment with the allegations, right? Is that what they call it, an edumacation now? Allegation. So the allegation is that there is a direct correlation from a whistleblower that Biden had a pay-for-play. And there's been rumor, although not particularly, you know, divulged at this point, because, again, our wonderful Congress seems to be true and tried in dragging their feet on getting something from anybody. What I find amazing is when it comes to Democrats, they can impeach in 5 minutes. They can get documents in 5 minutes. They can investigate in less than 5 minutes. And they have committees where only one side is represented, like January 6th. And they can throw everybody else off. They have the guts, and they have the glory. So they took the White House, and they got the Senate. And from then on, it was all a mess. But what's interesting is, and I digress for a second, is they had all three. They had the Senate, they had the Congress, and they had the presidency. And they could have solved all of these problems. All of them. The border, they could have solved all the financial problems in this country. Everything they wanted to do. Green energy. Oh, my God. We could have been wearing green instead of red on Fridays. But they didn't do it. And the American people have to understand why they didn't do it. Because an issue unsolved for an election is much more effective than an issue solved. Why didn't they legislate the abortion rights? Why didn't they do that right away? Immediately. This was a critical issue. My God, they were up in arms. They were going crazy about it, right? Remember? The abortion issue, the Dobbs decision, it's going to destroy America. We're going back to the coat hangers and the side alleys. Not that any of that was true, but it really didn't matter because the media echoed it. And probably 70% of the people who watched the media went, okay. So why didn't they solve the problem? Because once again, America, a problem unsolved makes better for election season. Don't solve the problem. This is the problem with America. I know, problems with the problem. When your problems have problems, then you know you're in trouble. But this is the same thing. They're doing it again. So now there's allegedly a document that I believe Comer and Grassley are trying to get a hold of from the FBI. Good luck. Good luck. I'm betting 5 minutes after they find that document, if they haven't already sealed it, it's going to be put in Biden's garage, and no one will find it there. So this document says that it has direct evidence that the pay-for-play scheme was live. Okay. But here's the problem. Democrats are smarter than Republicans. It's just a fact. A fact. They've been trying to find Biden and trying to find something on Biden, and every agency in our government is a shield for him. They're the protectors. They're no longer fair. They're no longer unbiased. It's political organizations now. The Department of Justice is a political organization. And the transparency from the podium, give me a break. It's a brick wall. You can't see through it. You can't get over it. That's the only wall that actually works in America, is the wall from information in the most transparent administration in history. Yeah, I'm going to be the most transparent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me try that on for size. Oh, wait, it doesn't fit because it's not true. So apparently through a series of LLCs and 9 different family members, there's been a pay-for-play scheme going on. You know, I was over in Ukraine last week, and they paid me $1 million just to come back to the United States because I'm a good guy. So I don't understand what the Republicans are investigating. You know, can we get serious for a second? I know that for those of you who don't know, this is radio. I'm holding up a satire sign. Here it is. It says satire. Hey, right here, satire. Satire. Here it is. So they got to be kidding me. They really got to be kidding me. How is it that for all these years they couldn't find anything on Joe Biden? Why? Because they're actively hiding it. And honestly, I don't think Joe Biden has a clue. Now, can we stop calling this an investigation on Hunter Biden? Because quite frankly, I don't care what Hunter Biden does. I don't care what he does. I don't care who he gets in bed with. I don't care what he does. Well, I shouldn't say that entirely. I do care the fact that he's disregarding his 4-year-old daughter, which is really pathetic. That just goes to show you who he is. You know, I take offense at that. I mean, you got a 4-year-old kid. Kids are the most amazing things in the world. I have 2 of them. They are fabulous. I couldn't live a day without them. I would be like the Mrs. Doubtfire. I cannot live without my kids. They're like air. So I can't understand this guy. And let alone, forget about Hunter for a second. That's Joe Biden's grandchild. That's his granddaughter. Is he that low of a species that he wouldn't identify and notice that he has a granddaughter? I mean, from the time they put up stockings at the White House, I mean, and the media just lets him go with this. They don't say anything about it. That I find completely bizarre. But here's what I really find distressing. If this is in fact true, and listen, everybody in Washington plays off their name. You don't go to Washington making $174,000 a year and come out 2 years later as a millionaire. Okay? That doesn't happen from nothing. And I understand that. That's just part of the graft of the system. You're never going to change it. It's not going to happen. But for something like this, this is really outrageous. The FBI burying a document that clearly indicates something went wrong here, and it's clearly a violation of the law, and absolutely, yeah, I'm going to mention that word, is an impeachable offense. That's bribery. The Constitution specifically mentions the crime of bribery. It doesn't, yes, it does say other crimes and misdemeanors, but would you like to raise your hand? Oh, we have a veteran in the background. Come on. Come on, man.
Just old. I got a question. If this comes out of my past that I remember, but I believe I'm correct that if you were to send me a check for $10,000 and I were to put it in the bank, there would be all sorts of FDIC or federal, whoever, making sure that check was not from Venezuela.
Wait,
or something.
All sorts of this? Alarm bells?
Okay, so let me ask you something. Where does Biden keep all of his billions and Hunter just in their left back pocket? Or aren't they scared somebody might pickpocket them? Or so where do
apparently,
they put their money?
When you have Lois Lerner as the IRS chief, everything is fine. She's too busy going after conservative, you know, it's conservative companies, conservative people. Audit. You know, now we got 87,000 more agents. You think they're going to pile through Joe Biden's tax returns or Hunter Biden's tax returns? But I'll tell you who is. Oh, yeah. London Roberts, I think her name is the mother of the child. Yeah, she's got a little suit going there for some child support. And Hunter is going to be opened up like a bad book. He's going to be opened up like a bad book. He's going to be in trouble. Because that judge was not taking any crap.
Who's going to do it? Is that going to be her attorney?
That's going to be her attorney. What's funny is he can't afford to pay her child support. But the poor guy had to give up his Porsche, but yet he shows up with a legal team that's probably costing him, I would say, $10,000-$12,000 a day. You know, he showed up with a gaggle of attorneys.
Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, a Democratic donor is paying for his legal fees, I heard. Again, allegations. Allegations, nothing serious yet, because we're not investigating anything. We're investigating Hunter for, let's see, 5 years? That seems a little kind of lengthy to figure out a tax return. And how many is that? The reports from the banking committee about suspicious activities? Well, where did those go? Oh, wait, they still haven't gotten those either, have they? Listen, let's face it. The system is broken. It's going to be broken as long as we keep inviting people in who broke it. If you invite the people in who broke your system to continue to be in the system, guess what's going to happen? Your system will stay broken. What I found remarkable is, this is, of course, these allegations came out, and now the White House had to come out with a statement. So I'm going to read it verbatim because I don't want to mess it up, because it's so superior in intellect. It's almost like Jean-Pierre on steroids. So here's the White House release statement. For 5 years now, the Republicans in Congress have been lobbying unfounded, unproven, motivated attacks against the president and his family without offering evidence for their claims or evidence of decisions influenced by anything other than U.S. interests. When it comes to President Biden's personal finances, anybody can take a look. He has offered an unprecedented level of transparency, brick wall, releasing a total of 25 years of tax returns to the American people. And that was said by Ian Sams, the White House spokesperson. Now, the beginning of that statement, right up until I mentioned Biden, you'd think I was talking about Trump, didn't you? The unprecedented lobbying of unsubstantiated allegations. Oh, my goodness. What a crime. Unless it was against Trump, then it was just par for the course. Keep going. It's okay. So now Grassley and Comer, they have subpoenaed the document from the FBI. Yeah. So if they don't comply with the FBI subpoena, what are they going to do? Turn it over to the Justice Department? Because that's the only guys who have jurisdiction. So let me give it to the Fox to see who's eating the chickens. Let me see if he'll turn himself in. Yeah, self-incrimination. You know what? Feed all of this into an AI chatbot, and you'd get blah, 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 blah. You'd get something go, garbage, please dispose of. Listen, they're not going to get anything done, and I think they need to start focusing on what's really important. The masses here, the masses of people in the America. Remember us, we the people? We're the guys who are now hurting. Can you help us out here a little bit? Just a little bit, not asking for a lot. So, again, this week, we had good news on the front from Jerome Powell on the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve chairman, for those of you who live big in a box. No problem with nothing here to see, folks. But, by the way, Pacific Western Bank may be the next one to go down. You have, let's see, there's three now. This will be the fourth. But there's nothing to see here. And, of course, the lamestream media doesn't cover anything. No. Don't worry about it, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to bury it, and they're going to bail out the bank, because that's what they do. Why would you think that this was going to be so bad? You know, and the last of all the issues, what's going to turn around is he's going to turn around, and he's going to blame it on Trump. Where's the betting odds on this one from the, you know, Betfest or whatever it is? They're going to put the betting odds out on this one. You know, so listen, don't think that anything's going to change if you keep putting the same people back in. You know, if you put idiots in the wash, the only thing that's going to come out is idiots. They're not going to change. You know, what is it? Rinse, repeat, or wash, rinse, repeat, wash, rinse, repeat. It's the same thing over and over again. So here we go. Atlanta mass shooting this week on Wednesday. One killed, four others injured, all females apparently. And we had this Deion Patterson. apparently he cracked up because he didn't get the proper medication, is what his mother's saying. He was being treated by the VA. Well, here's a news flash. Maybe we should take the billions and billions of dollars that we're spending at the border housing illegal aliens and bringing them in and processing them and put it towards our veterans so that they can get the actual treatment that they need. How's that for a score, huh? Look at that. I just solved a problem. But you know what? They're not going to do that. You know what? You build your wall. You put up the $5 million, put up the wall, $5 billion, whatever it is. We spend more than that in an hour down there. We have 7,500 illegal people invading the U.S. every day down at the border. And now, here was the latest, and I couldn't believe this. I heard this yesterday. Mayor Adams and that idiot Lightfoot, who's on her way out, are screaming about the racism from Governor Abbott in Texas busing illegal aliens back to, believe it or not, back to the sanctuary cities. Well, wait a second. You're a sanctuary city. Didn't you say that? Weren't you supposed to be a sanctuary city? You're the guys who said, send us, you're tired, you're hungry, you're poor, you're illegal, send them all over. You got in months what Texas gets in a day, and you're crying like a baby who got his foot stomped on. And let me tell you something. I'm so tired of this racism crap. You don't have the right every time something happens to somebody. Rain is not racist, okay? Highways are not racist. There are real racists in this country, absolutely. But the things that you, if you keep diluting the word will have no impact on anything when it's real. And that's the damage that they do. So these idiots like Adams and Lightfoot, listen, take your crappy city, do what you want with it, and stop complaining. You know what? You want to complain? Go to Biden. Go knock on his door, because that's where your problem comes. So 6.5 million people illegally in this country already. Think about the amount of dollars we're spending, and we'll pick it up right after this commercial break.
On August 8th, 2022, in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the FBI performed a most egregious search of a former president's home. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. The Fourth Amendment originally enforced the notion that each man's home is his castle, secure from unreasonable searches and seizures of property by the government. We must take a stand, and take back our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctor's conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about the idiocy again, the idiocracy. This country is really become that movie, and I would highly recommend that movie. If you have the time, go watch it. It's called Idiocracy. It's foreshadowing of what America is currently becoming. So now, still at the border, we'll jump back to that for a second. Well, let's talk about racism and the border. So here's what happens. In New York City this week, and I don't know if anyone heard, a former Marine in the middle of a subway car, as it's riding through the tragic subway, it's most disgusting of all in New York City, and yeah, no crime here, okay, no worries there, right? So now, a crazy guy is going nuts, homeless guy, they say, he's going crazy in the subway, he's threatening people, throwing garbage, acting erratically, and somebody says, you know what, people are really getting scared out of their wits, and you're basically in a can, running through at 20, 30 miles an hour, there's no escape. You're in there. So if this guy decides to pull out a weapon, start shooting, start stabbing people, poke people with a fork or a knife, guess what? There's no way out. So this hero, this former Marine, steps up and he grabs the guy and tries to subdue the guy, tries to talk him down first. The guy was obviously out of his crazy mind. And he decides he's got to take him down, grabs him, gets him in a chokehold. Now, there's another guy trying to hold him down also. He's grabbing his hands because the guy is continuing to fight and struggle. And what this guy is doing, a chokehold is not meant to beat the crap out of someone. Listen, I saw the size of this guy, and I saw the homeless guy. And I'm telling you, he could have whooped his, you know what, his arse. But he didn't. He chose to try to control him and stop the threat. Now, unfortunately, here's what happens. He holds the guy down, and the guy passes away. Okay? He dies. Now, all of a sudden, now they're yelling for a murder charge for the hero. Well, here's my question. At what point do you have to exercise, or do you have the ability in New York to exercise your right of self-defense? Is it after you're dead? Is that when self-defense is legal in New York now? Are you kidding me? If you have not been on a subway, you think about the most terrifying ride, roller coaster, or anything else in the world, and times it by 10, and that's a New York City subway ride. You have people in there who are as dangerous is. Alligators are afraid of them. These people are crazy, and it's not because they're big and scary, it's because they're insane. And yet, you can't put them anywhere, you can't take them off the street. New York's letting them be everywhere. And there's not enough police to go around, and police don't want to get involved, quite frankly, because you're going to end a guy's career. If he gets involved, grabs a guy, handcuffs him, the next thing he knows, he's on suspension and he's out of work for months and months and months and months. He loses his overtime, and basically he loses his career. So why get involved? When do you begin to call a serious problem? When does it become self-defense as opposed to mental health? Our veteran at large, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I would like you, and I'm certainly going to do it, and that's for any veteran that's listening to stand up for your brother. All of us that are veterans, we accept our brothers and sisters. And here's a veteran that did what he was taught to do, trained to do, by our government, and he did it, and he accomplished exactly what he was supposed to, quieten the guy down and make sure he didn't harm anybody else. So I'm pleading with my fellow veterans, men, women, all across the country and around the world, to let New York know. They let every other criminal go. They let everybody else go. And this guy is a hero, not a criminal. So let him go.
I agree with you 100%. And here's the problem. Here's the problem in New York. Self-defense can't be after you're dead. It can't be. What happens if this Marine doesn't intervene? This guy decides he's going to pull out a weapon. He's going to pull out a gun. And he shoots 10 people on the subway car. Because you know what? Unfortunately, in a subway car, and I don't know if you've ever seen one, go online, take a look at it, and DuckDuckGo it, because otherwise Google will track your butt for the rest of your life. And look at a subway car. There's nowhere to hide. So somebody pulls out a gun and starts shooting on a subway car, they're all dead. Until that guy runs out of bullets. All you are in New York lately, because we have the most horrendous gun restrictions. Your bullet receptacles. You can't even defend yourself. And he, quite frankly, is a guy who defends other people, stops other people from getting harmed, and now he's in trouble. You know, what do you think that's going to do?
Let me point something out, too. The videos that I've seen of this guy that was imitating Michael Jackson or whatever was no small fellow.
Oh, no. He was fairly built up. But here's the other question. Where are all the good people who are protesting as to not bring charges, as to protect this guy? You see all these activists, and they're not activists in my mind, they're criminals who consider themselves to be criminals, but they're considered activists because they push for stupid things. So what are we supposed to do? Now you have this idiot Ayanna Pressley and AOC. Oh, gosh. She should have stayed a barista. She would have done her service proud. But you know what? Every time she opens her mouth, she looks like a bigger idiot than she really is. And I can tell you for one second, if she wasn't who she was with a D next to her name, she couldn't even become a barista. She called it murder. She knows nothing about the case. Zero. They haven't even started investigating this case. And yet she's calling it murder. And Ayanna Pressley, a black man deserves to grow up. Well, you know what? How about the other black people on that subway train? Do they deserve to live? No, she doesn't see it as that. These are the imbeciles who you put in America government. You put it in American government, this is what you get. You get imbeciles. You put these people up, you put them up on a pedestal, and you say, yeah, represent me. Okay, there you go. So when you're all dead from the representation that you got, you'll see what it is. I find offensive the fact that these people are now protesting on behalf of the homeless guy who was trying to hurt or kill people. We don't know what his intentions were. I don't think he knows what it is. But here's the real critical question. When does a mental health issue become a public safety issue? Okay? That's the clear decision here. You don't hear them talking about that. You hear them talking about the Marine who killed a black man, which is not what happened. He stopped a tragedy from occurring. And in the event, unfortunately, the guy passed away, you know what? He at any time could have stopped being a knucklehead. And if he couldn't stop being a knucklehead, I will bet you that he has a criminal past. And they knew about the knucklehead being crazy, and they knew that he was nuts, and they let him out anyway. Probably some diversion program. Yeah, well, the rest of us don't want to be diversion. We don't want to be a dead diversion for some guy who's crazy. That's the problem. You know, and now we have, it's just the liar in chief. And here, Alvin Bragg, Mr. Just remember something. And I'm going to tie this also into the latest of Mr. Bragg, our district attorney. He turned in and went after a security guard, a retired police officer, in a Walgreens in Manhattan. Walgreens security guard was attacked by a shoplifter, and they were scuffling, and the shoplifter hit him in the head with a bottle. The Port Authority police arrested the Walgreens security guard. Explain this to me, someone. Please explain this to me. You can't stop people from stealing. You can't stop them from beating you over the head with a bottle because you'll get arrested. Where is the sanity in our system? I've been in this justice system for 35 years, and I have seen it disintegrate to where there is no justice. You know, they say two-tier justice. There is no justice anymore. When you are arresting heroes, people who step up and defend others, their property and their lives, and you arrest them, what do you think that's going to have? Look at Jose Albert. Remember him? Yeah, he's out of the news already, 5 minutes later. He was the deli owner who they came behind the counter and they're trying to kill the guy. A girlfriend is stabbing him, and the other guy's coming back, throwing him up against the wall, about to kill him, and he stabs the guy, the perpetrator, and he goes to Rikers Island. I mean, I keep saying it, you can't make this stuff up. It's absurd. People really have to get a clue. We have to get people in there. You know, they always say it's baked in the cake. It's what I was trying to say. If it's baked in the cake, it's in there. We put stupid people in office, we're going to get stupid people. End of story. That's it. You know, we have also in Texas. Look at what happened. 5 people killed because of a guy who was in this country illegal and, mind you, deported 5 times. Yeah, 5 times.
Mark, I'm ashamed of you for not wishing all of these people from Mexico Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, I forgot about that. To the great Victor Armendariz from On Point, happy Cinco de Mayo, my friend. And I want to just shout out to him quickly to stepping in last week when I unfortunately had to be out for a little bit. But again, five times deported, not Victor. That's not the guy in Texas. Five times.
The guy that killed the people day before yesterday at the hospital, his arrest record, he has 40 arrests.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, the system has to wake up. It really is to the point where it's just not, it's not the sanity anymore. The sanity, you know, it's like Mayorkas keeps coming up and saying the border is under control. I saw 7,500 people a day crossing the border. What control? That's like saying, as I crash into the guardrail, I'm under control. I have it under control. You know, totaled the car, but I had it under control the whole time.
Could I bring up one other thing, Mark?
Sure, bring it on up.
And I'd like your opinion, but, you know, I deal with a lot of people and the economy. In fact, I just got a call a minute ago about, or from a friend about the price of bagels. But, you know, I get calls or talk to folks every day. The economy is the issue. The border's the issue. The banks are the issue. And, you know, it hadn't been but maybe 6 months, a year ago, that we weren't talking about banks going under. We were talking and disappointed in Brandon, but it seems to me like it's getting worse daily and more people.
You know what the problem is? The perception is now coming to reality. It's everything that's going on in this country right now. It's like here today, the jobs report came out. I think it was 243,000 jobs were created. Yeah, that number's all over the place because you know what? You got to look at the labor participation rate, which was 62.6%. But again, once again, unemployment is down to like 3.4%. Wages are up 4.4%, but inflation is up 5%. So what does that tell you? You lost money again, folks. And look at your stock market, okay? Look at your stock value. Your stock value has dropped, what, 20, 30%? That's what people live on when they retire. And now you've got crazy Bernie Sanders yelling, put the minimum wage to $17 an hour. Did they learn nothing? Go into a McDonald's today where people are paying $15 an hour. You don't have 10 people behind the counter anymore. You have two people behind the counter and you have five kiosks. That's what's going to happen. Why doesn't any of these ancient people, these people in the 80s and 70s who are running this country, understand that? It looks like we may be coming to the end. Maybe the end of America and the end of the show. So, without any further ado, wishing you a fantastic week. I'm going to say good night, good afternoon, and good morning from Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.